Welcome to the Lincoln Young Professionals Group podcast, Yappin' with YPs. I'm Mia Wilkin. I'm the Event and Program Director here at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce in our AOI podcast studio. And I'm joined by Brian Olson from Leadership Resources. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Mia. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. How about you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and Leadership Resources?
Awesome. Well, just a little background on myself. So I've been an operator and an owner of a business. And so when I look back at Leadership Resources, they've been in business now for over 22 years.
That's amazing.
And I've been involved with them in some form, way, shape, or form for about 18 of those years.
Oh, gosh.
So it was both as a client and also as working with them as an advisor and a consultant. So I thought maybe I'd tell you a little about my journey and how Leadership Resources was part of that journey. And so I started with a company. I was an operator, was a 15th employee. We grew to over 100 employees.
Okay.
And during that time, we did a management buyout of our founder. We put in an ESOP for the employees to enjoy the success of the business. And I always say it was like getting on a rocket ship when I joined with no navigation system. And so we were a bunch of pirates on a ship, and we were able to navigate through some different storms. Yeah. But with all these businesses, with businesses in general, you come to points and times where things that used to work no longer work. And I always call you hit a ceiling. Mm-hmm. And so the play that we always like to run is well, we're just going to work harder. We're going to grind more, and we're going to break through. Well, that works for a while. Mm-hmm. But as you scale and continue to have success, you need a different strategy. And so I initially reached out to Leadership Resources for me as a leader and my team is how do I develop my team now to succeed in a completely different environment? Because we've had success. We've grown. Our processes and our people now were being stressed. And so I needed a way to break through that. So I reached out to them. They helped develop us as leaders now to be able to manage a business of this size. And then a few years later, we hit another wall, another ceiling, where the business again had expanded and had a lot of success. And I needed another approach to take to help break through that. And so we brought Leadership Resources in to do some of our strategy planning. You know, I liken it to like a football team. We got all of us are out on the field. We want to win. We're passionate. We're driven. Mm-hmm. But we just didn't know what the playbook was. We didn't know what the play in the field was going to be. We didn't know the snap count.
Yeah.
So we had to get in a room together as a team and get a common vision, get on the same page, get aligned to then go out and execute. Mm-hmm. And so brought Leadership Resources in to help us do that. We did that. And then I got to a point in time where the team was in place, the business was a good place, and I decided this is the time for me to exit the business. And so Leadership Resources helped with that succession planning also and exiting the business. Mm-hmm. And then you get to a point and you ask yourself the question, okay, now what? What's that next challenge? What's that next mountain you want to climb? And so Leadership Resources had an opportunity to join their team. And so I've been with them now for 6 years. Got to work with hundreds of clients, thousands of sessions. And so it's been just a great joy to be able to take a lot of the hard lessons I learned along the way and share them with entrepreneurs and business leaders.
Yeah, it sounds like a very full circle moment for you to, one, start way back when in such that small group, then growing, then you're hitting all these different strides and maybe barriers, and then you have someone coming in to help, and now you're doing the one helping other people. That's a
Absolutely.
Very cool story.
Absolutely. And I tell you, you know, when you first start out, your mantra is, oh, I can do it myself. And so one of the key lessons I learned along the journey is there just comes a point in time where that strategy no longer works, and you need to reach out for people that have been there, done that, to really help you, guide you through that next season of business growth.
Asking for help is not a weakness.
It's not. It is not.
It's actually a show of strength.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we're having you on this podcast today because we are the ones you are helping.
Absolutely.
It's very exciting to be here. We are announcing our Lincoln Young Professionals Group strategic plan.
Exciting stuff. It's been a fun journey. I feel like I came in a part of the journey, you know, what's fun is when you start a new engagement, you just never know what you're walking into. And, you know, the first day there, I just remember we've got 12 people on the leadership council, bigger group. I'm sure they're all wondering, okay, what are we doing? Why does Mia have us here? But it was great, was the energy and the passion, because these are volunteers. They have day jobs.
Yes.
And so for them to come, and a lot of our meetings are later in the day and go into the early night. So they're making a commitment to be there and a sacrifice. And so that just been fun. And that's what's great about the energy, is the people in the room are so important to the success of the work that we're going to do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this was all a brain baby of mine. So I'm sure my leadership council originally was kicking me silently behind the scenes for introducing this idea. But it's been really fun to be here now in the fall of 2025, when this all sparked as an idea in summer of 2024. So this has been in the works for a long time. We had our first meeting back in December of 2024. And now we're at a point where we're able to announce our 3-year strategic plan. Can you talk a little bit about just what we've done, kind of what we've done so far as the process and how we've gotten here today, before we kind of go into some of the strategic plan a little bit?
Absolutely. So one of the things that, when I begin working with a new client, so we introduced what we call of our Accelerate Operating System, AOS. And one of the beauties of this system is it's an open architecture system, meaning we have a framework and we're going to come in and meet our clients where they're at. Mm-hmm. And so we took elements of that system and put it in place. And one of the first things we did is we started with our 3-year plan. Mm-hmm. Our 3-year strategic plan. What is it that we want to get accomplished in these 3 years? And so we also did a SWOT analysis, which was a fun exercise with a group of people, just to really understand what are we good at, what are we not good at, where are there opportunities, and where are there threats that we need to be aware of. Mm-hmm. Then we use that to help set the stage for drafting our first 3-year strategic plan. And then from there, once we have that, we went into, okay, so now what do we need to get done in 2025 that's going to help make progress towards that 3-year plan?
Yeah.
And so we set our 1-year plan, got that completed. And then I don't ever believe leaving a meeting without some things and actions that need to take place. And so that's when we introduced the concept of rocks to the team. And so with those rocks are very, they're really the most important things that need to get done and really help move the needle in the organization to accomplish your 1-year plan.
Yeah. And so our group has definitely put in hours. And like you said, they are all volunteers. They have full-time jobs beyond serving on the leadership council. They have been putting in 1 8-hour session, 3 4-hour sessions so far. I mean, there has been a lot of work being done behind the scenes. And so one, a huge shout out goes to them for all of the work they've done. I get at a loss of words with them, because it is so just amazing to watch how they have truly bought into this process and their passion showing in each of those sessions, and taking on those rocks and accomplishing what they have done so far is really fun to watch as the director.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one of the things I went back and did a little digging to see, for rocks, our goal is to get 80% completion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just at 79.7%.
Dang it.
So we're almost there. We still got the another meeting coming up in December. So we'll see how the team does there.
Yeah.
But 80% is what our goal is. Mm-hmm. Notice we didn't say 100%. We're not looking for perfection here.
Right.
We want progress, and we want teams to be able to stretch themselves and put some things out there to go after, knowing there are times they're going to fall short.
Yeah. A big piece of this process has also been hearing from our members. Yes, our leadership council has put in hours and hours of work, but we also did a membership-wide survey and kind of got to hear from our members as a whole on what was most important to them. And I was really thrilled with that, because we were able to take as many voices as we could and really try and bring that into the plan overall.
You know, what's great about that is, you know, I said when we first got together, I said, team, we're drafting this 3-year plan today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to draft our 1-year plan. And we're
scared me.
Yep. And we're going to have some time, one, as a team, to process what we've put down on paper.
Mm-hmm.
But also we want to get some feedback from the members. And so when we got back together in March, we had an opportunity again to revisit our 3-year strategic plan, see the feedback from the members,
mm-hmm.
and then make some iterations, changes to it to get it to where it is today.
Yeah. And so where we are today is we have our three-year plan locked in. The Chamber Board has reviewed it. They have approved it. Our Leadership Council has put in all those hours. We have three main areas of focus in this strategic plan. We have membership recruitment, retention, and engagement. We have professional development. And then we have community engagement and education. So it's really been fun to tease out a little bit of the overarching themes, but then create those goals underneath that get more into the nitty-gritty. And we're going to have more information on our website for this whole strategic plan. But tell us a little bit about what the next steps are. So we are currently announcing our three-year plan. What's next? What do we keep doing? What do we introduce? What does our membership need to keep an eye out for?
Absolutely. So now that we have the three-year plan solidified, when we get back to get together in December, we're going to have our, we'll call it our annual planning session. Mm-hmm. And we've got some new members that are going to be joining the team, is my understanding. And so it'll be great to have some new voices in the room. Mm-hmm. But one of the things we're going to do is we're going to obviously review the three-year plan, making sure everybody understands the why behind it. Mm-hmm. And then a big part of what we're going to do is spend some time thinking about what do we need to get done in 2026 to now continue to make progress on that three-year plan. Mm-hmm. Because we've got 2 years left on it as we get to the end of the year. Yeah. So, and it goes fast, as you know.
Yes, it does.
So we got to hit the ground running. Another thing that we'll do as we set that plan is we're going to be taking a look at, one of the things we teach a lot of our clients is the system we put in place is really an energy management system. If everything's important, nothing is. And so we teach this concept called the list. And every session we get together, we have this list for everybody to view. And these are just things that have come up in our time together that could not be working, or we need information, or something that's really frustrating us, mm-hmm. that we just need to get out and captured. We may not be able to solve it right now, but at least it's out there and we bring awareness. So we're going to get to spend some time at our next session going through all these issues that we've identified and decide, are they still issues or not? Are there things that we need to tackle in 2026 that are going to help us move faster to achieve our vision?
Yeah, it's been really fun to kind of go through that list every time we get together. I love kind of, especially from the survey and conversations with the Leadership Council, we're not a broken program. Like, I think that's something that is good to reiterate. Everything that we heard was things are going well. We're looking at what's that next step. How do we continue to improve and make this the best program for our current members and future members alike? And so I know that there's some really exciting stuff that we have. The wheels are already turning in some people's brains. I love having this kind of guided path that we're going down. And I so appreciate the work that you guys have done as leadership resources to help us through this process. Going back to the asking for help is not weakness. It's been so wonderful to have someone who is really kind of like someone you can go to vent to in the process, but also tell me what the next step is and make sure that we're on track. And it's been a huge, incredible blessing. So I want to thank you for all the work you've done.
Well, thank you. And it's been great working with the Young Professional Group. And it's been a unique experience for me because this is my first time facilitating and working with an organization like this. And it's been a pleasure and it stretched me as a facilitator, which is always good. Looking for a new challenge.
Yeah, we've even created like maybe some new processes that, you know, it's not so cookie cutter, which is also really exciting, I think, potentially as a facilitator, but also knowing that we can customize this process to what, like you said, you come where we are and all of that. And it's just been a wonderful experience.
That's great to hear. I want to share one quick story.
Yeah, please do.
That it really was our last session. We, as a leadership council, we had put our final stamp on the three-year strategic plan.
Yeah.
And then we took a moment before we were going to set our rocks to go through the one-year plan and just take a look at what had been accomplished these last 9 months.
Yeah.
And so I think of we had four buckets of items, themes that we wanted to work on, and we had identified underneath some just different milestones of things that we wanted to accomplish. And so just looking at those milestones, we had 28 milestones, things that we wanted to get done, and we've accomplished 22 of them. So we're almost mm-hmm. just below that 80%, but we still have the rest of the year to complete those to our next meeting in December. And so,
yes.
and we then set some rocks around what was left to be done. So yep. I'm excited to see the progress that's been made on
yeah.
this.
It's so funny you bring that up because that's probably one of my favorite moments so far in this journey. Aside from watching my leadership council and the team members here at the chamber really just buy into this process and support this process and this little baby dream of mine that came up in June of 2024. But crossing all of that off, I'm such a to-do list person. I love feeling accomplished and sometimes I'll just do something and add it to my to-do list so I can cross it off, even if it wasn't originally on my to-do list. So I was a big, big fan of that. And it really showed how much work had been done over the last, not even full year, considering we started in December.
Yeah.
So I want to give an extra special shout out to the Leadership Council, the 2025 Leadership Council, who has dedicated so much of their time and energy and their passion to this program and specifically the strategic plan, because we would not be at this point today without them. So it has been really incredible and they deserve all of the kudos and the flowers and the roses that they deserve.
Absolutely.
Well, we will have more information on our website. We will show that link below. And if there are any questions that you guys have, please definitely don't hesitate to reach out to me. My information is on the website. But Brian, thank you so much for coming to Yappin' with YPs, and stay tuned for future episodes.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.